Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, 2023. Today, a high of around 55. Winds coming out of the north, gusting up to 35 the day after. Severe storms rip through North Texas. Powerful winds, hail the size of golf balls, heavy rain, at least one report of a tornado. It all came through North Texas yesterday, and today the cleanup begins. KRLD's Bailey Friday has our top local story, starting our team coverage.
The good news is at this point, we haven't seen any reports of injuries, but North Texas was definitely hit hard by these storms. In Irving, the wall of an auto shop collapsed while people were inside. We're seeing reports of a row of townhouses having their roofs ripped off by the wind in Irving as well. Parts of Tarrant County were under a tornado watch until 5 p.m., and flooding got bad fast in certain areas in Fort Worth. One woman got stranded at work after finding her car partially submerged in water. Today, cleanup begins, and we'll get a better idea of exactly how much damage we're dealing with. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Kurt Lewis. A Garland neighborhood has a big storm mess to clean up today. Duck Creek, north of I-30 and east of 635, was hammered by high winds. Some neighbors think it might even have been a quick tornado touchdown. Others say straight-line winds. Either way, sturdy wood fences were flattened, bending their galvanized poles at weird angles. Some reported roof damage and brick chimney damage. And, of course, anything not nailed down, like some kids' soccer nets, for example, were blown around the neighborhood. Fortunately, no one got hurt. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Torrential rains causing flash flooding last night in North Richland Hills along Glenview Drive. This homeowner telling NBC 5.
It rained so hard, so fast that this street just was a torrent of water. And coming across our yard, I've never seen it flood across our yard so bad. So it was just a lot of water really fast.
North Richland Hills police also reporting several high water rescues during yesterday's storms. Cleburne got bombarded with enormous hail.
The hail started falling in Cleburne, and it kept getting bigger. Police Chief Rob Severin says by the end of it, they had stones that could do serious damage.
We are aware of some hailstones that came down about the size of the palm of a hand.
At the Discount Tire, Matt Whitner says his customers inside could only watch as damage happened to their cars outside.
Started getting pretty huge hunks of hail falling down. Started off, you know, golf and peach size, and they ended up being, yeah, about lemon to baseball size all around.
In fact, he said there were a couple stones that were almost the size of softballs. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
There are still some people in North Texas without power this morning. Just over 1,100 in Dallas County, about 150 in Collin County, and about 100 in Tarrant County today. We've already seen a couple outbreaks of severe weather this month, and if you're new to North Texas, you might not know the worst typically is yet to come.
The peak of severe weather season in Texas starts in April, but state climatologist John Nielsen-Gammon says severe weather is possible anytime, and you could see any type of severe weather.
There's a lot more randomness about it. You could have lots of rain and not much severe weather. You could have not much rain, but lots of supercells.
A period of La Nina is ending in the Pacific, but Nielsen-Gammon says it's still affecting us, and those effects can enhance the development of severe weather.
We had a fairly robust head start to the season. There's been quite a bit of tornadic activity already in Texas and Oklahoma.
But with cooler air coming behind these storms, he says that'll bring more stability, at least short term. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A teen reaches a plea deal in the killing of a young mother 2 years ago. She was a mother driving for Uber Eats to help make ends meet when she was killed. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
17-year-old Zachariah Marshall was charged with capital murder in the January 2021 stabbing death of Ryan Muncie Graham. She was delivering food in Haltom City while working a side job as an Uber Eats driver at the time. Marshall, who was 14 at the time of the killing, was certified to stand trial as an adult. In a plea deal, he pleaded guilty to the lesser-included charge of murder in exchange for a sentence of 45 years in prison. Graham's stepmother, Donna Muncie, addressed Marshall in court via Zoom and held up a picture of the woman he killed.
I want to make sure that you see this beautiful young lady. She always had a smile on her face. She had such a good heart. Her laughter was infectious.
A tearful Marshall then apologized to his victim's stepmother.
Today, I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago. But I still haven't forgiven myself.
Judge George Gallagher gave Marshall credit for time served, and he will be eligible for parole in 22 years. In Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
DirecTV is suing Irving-based Nexstar and two other companies that own dozens of local TV stations across the country. DirecTV accusing them of working together to fix the prices that local stations can charge satellite companies to carry those stations. The companies being sued have stations in Abilene, Amarillo, Lubbock, Odessa, Tyler, and Wichita Falls. Nexstar says the suit is without merit and insists it is following all FCC rules.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.